Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the first parak of Maseches Trumos with parak Aleph Mishnah Yod, and then we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Trumos with parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Parak Aleph Mishnah Yod is going to be teaching us the important rule regarding what you're allowed, and really in this case not allowed, to separate Truma on behalf of. We've been discussing in most of the first parak in various cases and situations of olives and wine and grapes and so on, different types of separations of Truma from one to the other. And now the Mishnah is going to teach us the important rule to help us understand all of these halachos. Says the Mishnah, Ein tormen midavar shenigmura melachto al davar shelo nigmura melachto. You cannot separate truma from something that is complete. It's a finished product. Its process is complete on behalf of something that isn't complete. On behalf of something its process is not finished. Velo midavar shelo nigmura melachto al davar shenigmura melachto. And you can't separate from something that isn't complete, that isn't fully processed, on behalf of something that is fully processed. Not only that, and you can't even separate from something that isn't processed on behalf of something that also isn't processed, because as the Bar Tanura points out, at the end of the day, truma should only be taken from something that is a completed product. And once it's complete, then you can separate one to the other, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. You have olives that you're going to eat, they're done. You have the wine that you're gonna drink, it's done. So for those, you're allowed to separate because they're complete. They're completely finished. Their process has been completed. However, if something still has yet to be processed, then you should not be separating it on. You should not be separating truma for it on something else. Now, what's interesting, though, as the Mishnah points out, the Mishnah concludes by saying, "Ve'im tarmu truma san truma." But if one does separate in any of these cases and does separate truma, then truma san truma, then on a deraisa level, the truma is valid and it is a valid separation of truma. But it's a little bit misleading because, as hopefully we remember from Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah said that when it comes to grapes, you can separate grapes for wine or olives for olive oil, because at the end of the day, that was an exception to this rule, that ultimately that's because they would cause a loss to the Kohen. If you have wine, you can't separate grapes as truma, because then you're causing a loss to the Kohen. The Kohenim should be getting the wine. If you have shemen, you have olive oil, you can't just simply separate olives, because that would also be a loss to the Kohen. Even though the general rule is that if him tarmu truma san truma, that if you do separate truma, it is a valid truma. That's a general rule, but the exception that we learned earlier would not be in the case of wine and oil, where you must separate wine and oil. You can't simply separate grapes and olives for them. Okay, now we are continuing with Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. There's an important halacha for us to know about before we begin this Mishnah, and that is the concept of min hamukaf. Halacha is that what you're separating and what's being separated must be in the vicinity of the tevel, of the produce that you need to separate truma for. The actual truma must be in that vicinity. They have to be near each other. They have to be in the vicinity of one another. Therefore, based on that, the Mishnah teaches us, Ein tormen mitahor al hatameh. You can't separate from something that's tahor on behalf of produce. That's tameh. You have tameh crops, and you want to separate truma for them. Says the Mishnah that you can't separate something that's tahor on behalf of something that's tameh. And the reason, as the Bar Tanura points out, is because we're concerned, we're nervous, that you're not going to bring them min hamukaf. If you're not going to bring them near each other, you're concerned that the produce that's tahor is going to become near the produce that's tameh, and then it's going to become tameh. It's going to touch it and become tameh. And therefore, we're concerned on a midrabbanan level and a rabbinic level, that if we bring them near each other, then you're going to make the tohar produce, the pure produce, tameh, and therefore it's not going to be min hamukaf, it's not going to be near each other like it's supposed to be. However, says the Mishnah, ve'im tarmu, but if you do separate chuma, you have tameh produce, and you separate on behalf of that produce from tohar fruits, truma son truma, the Mishnah says, the truma separation is nonetheless considered to be valid. Continues the Mishnah, be'emes amru, which literally means in truth they say, as the Bar Tanura points out, this is a term that is often, not always, but often used to describe a halacha l'moshe misinai, a halacha that we learned, a law that we learned directly from Moshe at Har Sinai. as a part of the mitzvahs that we have. So what is this? What is this halacha? So ha eagle shall devela shenitzma mikzah. So let's say you have a pressed fig cake, let's say, and the shenitzma mikzah. So are some of them are tamei and some of them are not tamei. So that's the Mishnah. Tori min hator sheyesh ba la tamei sheyesh ba. You can in that case separate truma from the tahor on behalf of the tameh, because at the end of the day, they're already min hamukaf. They're already near each other, so you're not we're not concerned that someone's not going to bring them together because of the tahor. The tahor figs are going to become tameh because they're already a pressed fig cake where some are tameh, some are tahor, and therefore there's no concern that one's not going to bring them min hamukaf, one's not going to bring them together, and therefore you're allowed in this case to separate the tohor produce on behalf of those that are tamei, on behalf of those that are impure. Continues the Mishnah, v'chein aguda shel yarak, v'chein harama. The same is true if you have a bundle of vegetables or a pile of vegetables. Again, if you have some in the bundle or some in the pile that are tamei and some that are tohor, because they're already together, because they're already immersed one with the other, you would be allowed to separate one on behalf of the other, because again, we're not concerned that you're not going to bring them in hamukah, if we're not concerned that you're not going to bring them together for the purpose of separating truma. Continuing in the Mishnah, hayu shnei igulim, shtei agudos, shtei aremos, achas temeya v'achas tehora. If, however, a person has two separate cakes of pressed figs, or two separate bundles, or two separate piles, one being tamei and one being tahor, lo yitrom mizeh alzeh, one shouldn't. They're separate, they're not together, and therefore you should not separate truma one from the other, like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, because we're concerned that if you have two separate piles, two separate bundles, and so on, then one's tamei, one's tahor, then if you were to separate one from the other, then you're not going to bring them in hamukah, if you're not going to bring them near each other for the purpose of separating truma, which is not allowed. Finishing off the Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tormim min hatahor al hatame. So Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with this whole premise, disagrees with this whole Mishnah, and he says, no, you absolutely can separate from pure crops on behalf of those crops that are tamei, on behalf of those crops that are not pure. As the Bar Tanura points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but that is his opinion nonetheless. He holds that there's no gzeira midzirabana, there's no concern of min hamukaf, there's no concern that we're not going to bring them together, and therefore, according to him, you're allowed to separate crops that are tamei, that are tahor, on behalf of those that are tamei. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yutar's general rule that generally speaking, you're not allowed to separate truma from those that are finished on behalf of those that are not completely processed, and vice versa. The same is true as well. In addition, you can't separate one crop that isn't fully processed on behalf of another crop that also isn't fully processed, ultimately being the rule that you can't, the truma should only be taken from something that is completely produced and something that is completely processed and finished. However, the Mishnah concluded by saying that v'im tarma, that if the person does separate truma nonetheless, then truma is a valid separation, of course being the exception of grapes for wine and olives for oil. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph taught us the halacha that there's this concept of min hamukaf, that when you're separating truma, what you're separating on behalf of and the actual truma itself must be near each other. And therefore, the Mishnah taught us, at least according to the Tanakam, and that's how we paskin, that you shouldn't separate from crops that are tahor, that are pure, on behalf of those that are tamei, because we're concerned that you're not going to bring them min hamukaf, you're not going to bring them near each other. However, the Mishnah did say that if you do separate them, and you do separate the tahor crops on behalf of those that are tamei, then the truma is valid. And then the Mishnah said, though, that the exception would be if you have, let's say, the pressed fig cakes, part of it are tamei, part of it's tahor, or you have a pile of vegetables or a bundle of vegetables, some are tamei, some are tahor. So we said that because they're already min hamukaf, because they're already together, therefore you're allowed to separate one on behalf of the other, because we're not concerned that you're not going to bring them near each other. However, if you have two separate piles, two separate cakes, two separate bundles and so on, then the same halacha would apply that we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, namely that you cannot separate tamei produce on behalf of those that are tahor. Then we learn the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, who also you are allowed to separate tahor produce on behalf of those that are tamei, but we do not paskin like that opinion. Have a great day.